The Joy Unleashed show empowers and inspires women to reclaim their joy. We provide tools, resources, and connections to help you unlock your true potential through engaging conversations, expert insights, and transformative stories. We create a vibrant and inclusive community where women can break free from the limitations that hold them back. I'm Joyologist Colleen Greco, and it is my honor to be your host. Let's get right into the show. If you feel like you're stuck, if you feel like you don't quite know your purpose, or maybe you know it, but you just can't find the path toward it. If you're uncomfortable in your own skin and want to finally master self-love, then we need to talk. I'm Colleen Greco, and I'm your Joyologist. I help women just like you to reclaim the joy they feel is missing in their life through mindset coaching and nutrition coaching. Whether you have weight to lose or simply need to get your gut in check, I've got you. We'll work together to retire limiting beliefs. Those are the stories that are keeping you from your purpose. I need you to hear me. Those are the stories that we need to get rid of in order to get you on your path to your purpose. We will work together to get you that life you've always dreamed of. It would be my honor to connect with you. Reach out to me via Instagram at @ColleenGreco or email Colleen@ColleenGreco.com. Let's get you back to the show. Now, this episode is brought to you by Lignum Wealth Management. I've worked with Mark at Lignum for over 15 years. And before you get your mind racing, wealth was not, and maybe will ever be, a term in my vocabulary. It's more like survival is how I started. And how to really develop a plan, 1-0 at a time. How do I plan for the future now? So that was our mindset. And you know, I spend my days coaching clients on ways to improve their well-being, and finances are a very core part of your overall well-being. Ignoring it doesn't make the problem go away. In fact, it makes it worse. And you wake up years down the line wishing that you had taken that first step towards a plan. With Mark, he takes a very personalized approach to coaching, and it's all about your financial goals, not his. And he'll provide you sensible solutions and referrals to other experts that help you with your situation. Having a coach like Mark guide our family through the various stages of life allows me to focus on what I do best. So take the first step today towards a solid financial future and contact Mark at Lignum Wealth Management. His information's in the show notes. He's had my family's back for over 15 years. Welcome back to another episode of Joy Unleashed. I'm Colleen Greco, your resident joyologist and humble host for today's show. And I'm so happy to introduce you to Crystal Dykert. She is our guest today. Welcome, Crystal.
Aloha.
Aloha. You beat me to it. I wrote myself a note. Don't forget to say aloha and sound really cool. And I forgot. Cool moment.
No, I just got to sound cool first.
I'm so happy to have you on the show today. If you could just take a minute and introduce yourself to the listeners and viewers, I would be so thankful.
Yeah. My name is Crystal. Thank you so much for letting me be a guest on this podcast. Like, I saw you were a joyologist and it was like Joy Unleashed. And I'm like, how am I not? Like, I have to be here. Like, this is so amazing. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me on and for having this podcast. This is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit about me. I'm a mental health therapist by trait. I'm dual licensed in Colorado and here in Hawaii. And but my passion is really helping people find clarity in their life. Like, life should be easy, life should be simple. So I do a lot of things outside of the therapy realm that just helps people kind of find clarity, you know, crystal clear clarity.
I love it. It's, you know, I do say joy is our birthright, but I believe clarity is too. And I think over time we sort of unlearn clarity, right? We allow all these other forces in and energies in and thoughts and opinions and, you know, create our own confusion.
Yeah. And it just sucks the joy out of life. Like, we get so lost in the sauce that you can't even be happy about it anymore because you don't know what you're even happy about. So yeah, joy just gets sucked out of everything for sure.
My mentor calls it unlearning. So we are unlearning all of the things that we have, you know, absorbed from the outside. And so I actually, my goal is to never stop learning. So whether I'm unlearning or learning how to unlearn, I'm so obsessed with it now. Like, what more could I figure out? What more can I tap into? It's just this like perpetual thing for me. I don't know if you've experienced the same with either your own journey or with your clients.
Yeah, both. And that, like, that is so beautiful. I remember being younger and hearing the saying, you know, if you're not growing, you're dying, right? Like, if you think of a tree or any kind of thing, right? If it's not growing, it's like dying, it's shriveling up. And that was, well, just kind of terrifying. So then I was like, well, I want to learn, I want to grow, I want to keep moving. And then as my life evolved, I had an experience when I turned 30 where I was connected with dolphin energy, which completely transformed my life. And then I learned that I knew a whole lot of stuff about nothing and nothing about a whole lot of stuff. And so then like the unlearning and the relearning and yeah. Oh, and then 2020 happened and our world was a new world. And so I kind of just embrace that the more we can be like comfortable with change, like change is the only constant. It's the only thing that's consistent throughout our life. So our ability to like learn and unlearn is like such a survival skill.
Yeah. And I think it can be overwhelming in the beginning, right? Because you start to look at all the things you need to either learn and or unlearn. And the list can get pretty long pretty quickly. But, you know, then you kind of take a little bit of a like a prioritization lens, layer that on top, and you look and you're like, is it a big deal that, you know, I haven't figured this piece out yet? No, but this one takes my breath away. And that's where I've got to focus my attention. And then there are times when I'm in a mood where I want some quick wins and I'll address that little nagging nuance, right? And so it's like the beauty of this whole journey is I get to choose where I want to put my attention. So no matter which side I choose, you know, to focus on, I'm growing. Either way, I win.
Yeah. And then, I mean, even within the ability to just like come back to center and be present in the moment, that's a growth curve. Like just being present, you're growing because being present, you're in the now and it's what do I need in this moment? When you can be here, yeah, that's growth edge. Mm-hmm.
Good okay. job. That is a huge point too. What I am learning now, actually, in my SQ, my spiritual quotient, which for those listening is your IQ plus your EQ, your emotional quotient. Those two things come together. That's your SQ. I'm learning in my SQ that it's funny to say because anybody who knows me knows I have zero patience, right? So I need to learn patience. And it's like, oh, now that it's in writing, I suppose I should work on that. And so I have been, right? I've been picking away at it, but looking at where it shows up in my life. You know, before we started recording, I was talking about this morning, I was just cranking out a workbook. Like it just happened. It just kind of fell onto the page and telling myself, I don't have to design it today. I don't even have to design it next week. I can let it sit and marinate a little. I can take another look at it in a couple of weeks. There is no urgency other than whatever I maybe put on myself, and it's all okay. So learning how to pull back and be patient has been challenging, but really rewarding. It's been really fun to say, like, do I have to do that right now? Not sure I do.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And good job, by the way, because way to show patience. Patience is so hard. Yeah. Well, I see patience is so hard. It's really interesting because I like relate with what you're saying because I think I'm on like year 7 now of finally like embracing projects that they don't have to be done right now. They always find a way to get done, but it's never how, you know, like I'm going to do it right now. That's never how it works. It comes in those bits and those pieces. But I met an amazing man. His name is Mark Mathies, and he has started the Reset It program. And so I'm a therapist. I do inner child work. I talk with people. We go deep real quick. We can get I usually get people who have a really high emotional intelligence that don't have a lot of people who connect with them, and they're very drawn to me. And so when I met Mark, it was so interesting. He has a Reset It program. That's what it's called, Reset It. And it's taking things like, if you have this word patience, like, what is patience? This is programs and conditionings of what we've always been taught, that patience is supposed to be, what it's supposed to look like. And when you reset it and get in the state of presence, well, now you're just in a state of presence. And it's not about whether we're patient or not patient. It's about what's supposed to be done in this moment versus what's not supposed to be done in this moment. And that also very much transformed my life, because it made it so simple. Like, I didn't have to beat myself up about whether or not I was being patient or not patient, or if I got it done or if I didn't get it done, right? It was just in this moment. And, you know, as you described with like the beautiful creativity that was just flowing through you this morning, in that moment, it was just effortlessly just coming through and creating and happening. That's awesome.
Yeah. And you know, you're so right too. My mentor says often, what if everything you used to believe to be true is no longer true? Which, believe me, yeah, I know. Thank you. A long time to wrap your head around, but it's so true. And that's kind of what you're saying there, is like, patience, first of all, can come across very judgmental, either of yourself or someone else, but it doesn't have to be a good or a bad thing either. It can just like be. And one of the things that you had, we had kind of touched on before we started, was, you know, how you made the shift, and a lot of people, I think, are in, you know, sort of the discovery phase of this journey, if not smack dab in the middle, moving from a, you know, head-centered mindset to a heart-centered mindset. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, this is my favorite thing. You want me to keep it a little bit, not a lot?
Okay. Okay, listen, for everybody listening, this is a huge topic. This isn't like, and the shift can be really simple, but it is a massive topic. So yes, please do it justice.
I'll do my best. So when I was introduced into like dolphin energy, which I was a good Catholic from North Dakota, born and raised. And so I didn't know anything about, you know, energy work, spirituality, like I was a Catholic. Now a current recovering Catholic, but I'm unlearning a lot of things, and it's beautiful. And this biggest shift that came through this whole experience I had with connecting with dolphin energy, it was really getting out of what I always thought should be, right? A lot of people talk about, you get out of the mind-centered and you get into heart-centered, which it's that simple, right? Like, you listen to your stomach, or you listen to your heart, what feels good. But then we also have a third spot that I do want to mention, which is like our gut. People talk about having a gut feeling. There are some scientists back in the 90s who actually found that we have the same matter in our, that we call our brain, that's in our noggin. That same matter is in our heart and in our gut. So essentially we would have like three brains. So when people have gut feelings, like, there's really something there. Same thing with heart space, heart-centered, the heart space. I'm going to just keep rambling, just keep going, right? What I have found when I talk to people about heart-centered living, the first thing that comes up is their wall, right? Like, they shut down. And to me, the thing that always pops in my mind is the movie Moana. If anybody has seen it, sorry for spoiler if you haven't seen it. but at the beginning, Maui takes the heart of Tafiki, and Taka is born, which is that outer rim of, fire throwing, you know, monster. And at the end, the hardest part is for them to find the little crack to just get through. And once they get through, they see that the heart has been stolen, and she is slowly withering away. And all of her energy has come to this protective barrier to not have let anybody else hurt her. And this is like very similar to what I find people find when they first go into their heart. They find all the reasons why they have to protect themselves. Which is, I mean, on one hand, it's very sad, because we have, you know, like, we are so mean to each other as humans, and we experience so many terrible things that we have to protect ourselves in such a way. But the beautiful part of it is like, it is protection. It is how you're surviving. It is how you're taking care of you. And so there's other ways that you can take care of you that will help open up that space. And as soon as we can get through the nurturing part, like through the outer barrier, and we get to people's heart spaces, the big shift that happens is, rather than the shoulds of like, oh, I should get that done. I should do this. I should do that, right? I need to get this done. If I don't get this promotion, how are we going to eat, right? Like all of the pressure that we put on ourselves, that kind of dissipates, and we come into our heart space. And then like what you experienced this morning with your workbook, right? Like, ooh, I'm going to work on this today. And then you just go and it just flows, and life just flows so much freer when we come from here. I've also found that once people can get into that space of being here, we're much better at being in the present. We're much better at being in the present and being in the moment. On my journey, I wrote a book on creating a new world, which was definitely my journey from headspace to heart space. So there's lots of good stories in there. I'm just a storyteller. It's just my story that I share to help people kind of get ideas of what to look for. But with that heart space, at the time, I remember I was going to people and I had this one meeting with a mentor, and I was like, I was so nervous. I couldn't even get the question out. I was like, what is my purpose? It was the biggest question. I couldn't believe it was so hard for me to ask because it was such a weird question. But what was my purpose? I had to know my purpose at that point in my life. And he just gently started laughing. And he was the first of three people that gave me the same answer. And it was, what brings you joy? What makes you happy? That is your life purpose. That is your life purpose. And I was like, it can't be that simple. And literally I had three other people throughout like the next 3-year span tell me the same thing. And the reason that I was told that that was my life purpose is that's everyone's life purpose. The thing that brings us joy, the thing that makes us excited, makes us happy, it radiates, it grows, it becomes contagious. And so when we can live from that space of just staying in our joy, well, guess what? Whether it's right, wrong, good, bad, indifferent, right? If we're in our joy, we're going to connect with other people and help them tap into their joy. And therefore, and as we mentioned, right, creativity grows out of this joy. And so that, and then now we're talking about joy again. So I'm going to pause there.
It all comes back to joy, people. No, you're so right, though, because I know, you know, I had a revelation back in November, I think it was, where I was like, love is the answer to everything. Literally everything. Love is the answer. You're mad, shower it with love. You're confused, love. Angry, love. Like whatever it is, you go back to love and you go back to that heart-centered space. That's where you get the answer. That's where you get the clarity. And when you're tapping into your intuition. And I remember thinking, oh, that is so profound. And that is so stupidly simple. But, you know, without judgment, just being like, okay, well, now I know. And by the way, the other people that were with me were like, what? Like, how could that be the answer? But it is. And I have proven it time and time again. And I was out to dinner last week with someone, and they were, you know, I was talking about how I was about to reconnect with this person that I hadn't been connected to for a while. And she said, yeah, but remember she did this and she did that and whatever. And I said, okay, true. Those things happened. But imagine what it must be like to be her. I would imagine she is filled with regret and shame and like guilt and probably some other words. And I'm not trying to shame her, but I would imagine, knowing that person, that they are riddled with shame at the way that they behaved. Is that possible for you to see this situation from that perspective? And she's like, wow, no, I never thought that she might actually be like remorseful for the things that she had done. And I thought, if I just put a tiny little crack in that person's wall, then I can die today. My job is done. Like, it made me so proud and also just happy that, you know, and joyful that I was able to give somebody like a slightly different perspective on the same exact situation. Now, fast forward, I did reunite with that person, and you could see it on their face, riddled with all the emotions. And I just thought, wow, it made me feel just riddled with compassion and empathy for them, that they were carrying around all of that baggage while I'm over here having a great time leading with love.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know, it was great.
That is awesome.
I feel bad for them, but that's their journey to figure out, right? I'm on mine, and you know, my invitation is come on over here. You know, the water's warmer. It's a better place to be. And maybe they will, maybe they won't, but that's their choice. And that's the thing I want to impress upon everybody all the time is you have a choice. You can direct your energy in one way or another. And if you want to stay in the shame and the guilt and the like sadness and the goo, go for it. But I'm going to be over here where it's lighter, a little bit happier, right? Little more joyful. And truly, I don't have time to keep track of all the things because I'm so busy being present and showering people with love.
That is awesome. Yeah, mic drop right there. Boom. Done. Yes.
And that's all, folks. So how do you keep it? I mean, you live in Hawaii, so I'm sure it's not that hard to find time to play. How do you keep your day, you know, light and full of all of that playful, positive energy?
That is a great question. Maui is like an adult playground. I did not know that, prior to like right as we were coming, right? It is an adult playground. But there's the other part of Maui that a lot of people don't pay attention to is like, it's super amazing and awesome, but living here is very different. There are a lot of struggles here that people, you know, don't take into consideration. Just like, you know, everybody's like, oh, it's so expensive to live there. It's like, yeah, it's very expensive to live here, but the average income that people have is lower than other places because it is such a touristy destination. So a lot of people, you know, think of, you hear a lot of people on island that will talk about they're having a bad day or they're going through something that's hard. And they talk to people and they're like, well, but you live in Maui, so it's not that big of a deal. It's like, oh, but I'm still human. I'm still human. I'm still having an experience right now. But it does make it easier with the ocean being right here. And we have hikes. When I get lost in the sauce and like kind of boggled down, there's a couple of things that I like force myself to do. One is I definitely go to the ocean and try to wash it off and like recenter in the right now. I ask one of my mentors like passed on the knowledge of instead of asking why is this happening to me, you ask why is this happening for me? Where is the growth that's available?
Huge distinction, by the way, everyone. Why is it happening for you versus to you? You're not a victim. You're a participant and a recipient.
Yep.
Go on.
And yes. And the other part of it that's amazing is I have found a way on my journey to embrace guilt, embrace shame. And what are these parts telling me? For me, it's very unique for everyone, right? But for me, when I feel shame, it's because I have acted or behaved in a way that's not in alignment with my character. And this took me a very long time to find. Me and Shame had to sit on this, you know, visualized park bench for a long time before we could move forward. She didn't talk very much and I didn't like her. So it took us a while to like each other. But then by embracing that, and same with guilt, guilt was a little bit easier for me to connect with. But when these feelings come up, like the shadow side to me now, if you would have asked me, you know, 5 years ago, we'd be having a very different conversation. But now, these shadow side feelings are actually more valuable to me than the joy side, than the light side. Because at this point, if something, because I have been in joy, I have been in this heart-centered space for quite a while now, not a long ass time, but a little bit of time, right? Where if something does come up, it's just another opportunity for me to be free of it. It's like clearing out the emotional closet under the stairs with all the stuff that's been packed away. So if something comes up, it's like a check engine light of what do I need to check in with me to be able to respond differently out here, right? And so, you know, the move to Maui wasn't just like me and my family were like, oh, let's move to Maui. It sounds great. It sounds wonderful. No, it was a journey. We had two teenage girls, a freshman and a junior, and to uproot them from Colorado and move them to the middle of the ocean and drop them on this little island, there's a lot of room for this to go terrible and not be awesome. But through the entire journey, like all of the shadow side stuff that came up, all of the feelings, responding with love and making sure that everybody felt heard, your feelings are valid, like let's be in the moment, and then reconnecting in love. You know, as you shared your story before of like, is it possible that this person might be experiencing these things? Just like we talk about how joy is contagious, that the shame, the guilt, the dark side's also contagious. And, you know, there's the saying, hurt people hurt people. But when do we realize we're the other side of the hurt people and we're hurting people and we just keep that merry-go-round going because we're being mean to them because they did it. Well, then they keep doing it and they're hurting us. And it just becomes this vicious cycle. And so until we can like stop the merry-go-round and say, whoa, 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 why is this hurting me? And like notice and reflect on what's happening with us, then we can, you know, then we can respond from that place of love because we can have better empathy for what's happening. The reason that, so we've gone all this way, you asked a question, we went all the way down this weird journey, random thing, and now it comes to this, right? I had an experience here where I did have somebody that I was working closely with that made me feel like crap, made me feel something that I had not felt in a long time. Gosh, she's a strong woman. She's so powerful. She's freaking amazing. I love her. And as these feelings were coming up for me, I was like, okay, this is a common feeling for me. So my stuff is attached to this. And this is where I had to find ways to play. So the first thing that I did was talk to people that I trust, right? I talked to my husband. I talked to my best friend because I've known her for over half my life. And so she knows that this is a feeling that this is my stuff. This is my learning curve for this lifetime. Yay. and being able to reflect on it and then changing it to like, why is this happening for me? It was how, you know, I realized, how am I giving my power away? How am I afraid of what she might do to me? How am I afraid of how she might discredit me? And that fear was what was causing the rift between us. As soon as I got to a point where I was like, oh, I don't care. I mean, I just moved across the freaking ocean to the middle of nowhere, right? And I could let go of the fears that I had. I could work through those fears. And I got to this place. Then I was like, oh my gosh, she is just so overwhelmed and drained because she's like, I'm like, when I tell you this powerful woman, this is a rock star. She's doing a million things and she's helping so many people in the community, but it's like sucking the life out of her. So she's just very empty. I've been there before. I know as a woman what it feels like to be empty and like, you know, give too much to your kids, give too much to your neighbor, work in a career where you're giving to people, right? Like I could empathize with that. And then our interaction started to change. Every time I saw her, my goal became like, how can I give her light? If she gives me shade, how can I take that shade and cool off and embrace it like sitting under the tree on a hot day? And like, let that come and cool and then still respond to like, you're doing great, lady. I appreciate everything you do. And that was, gratitude is one of my favorite ways to play, because if you can find a way to come from gratitude and find something to appreciate, like I've even like thanked my husband for putting up with me when I've been like, thank you for putting up with me when I'm a bitch. Cause I've been like a major, like pain in the ace the whole day. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, being like, thanks for loving me anyway, transformation, right? Like they love me anyway. Like it takes away those things. But the gratitude and the appreciation and that ability to connect with empathy has always brought me back to the space of like feeling free. And when I feel free, life is just playing. When I feel trapped and confined, there's no playing. Everything's a chore. Taking the kids to the beach is a chore. Ah, now sand's everywhere. Now I have to clean the car. Right? Like if I'm feeling trapped, nothing is play. If I feel free, I can be cleaning the house, cleaning toilets. And it's like, oh, look, it's a squishy game. You know, like everything is play. That's my roundabout way of answering that question.
No, that's okay. That's great. Cause that's the thing. It's like, I talk a lot about psychological safety and there are many layers to safety. It isn't just physical safety. It is like discomfort in your body is a safety signal, right? There's so many different ways where safety or the feeling of not being safe shows up. And it's really important to take a look at those. You know, when I feel triggered, unsafe about something, I now am trained to look at those scenarios as opportunities. Those are mirrors. There's something I'm supposed to learn from this, and I don't have to like it, but what is it? And so one of my favorite questions is, what's that about? What's that about? Why did Crystal just spin me up so badly? Why do I feel like, oh, like immediately I feel like the lump in my throat and, you know, that I want to run either to food or physically run until I run it out of my system, you know, and looking at it with, to your point, gratitude and being like, this is great. I finally get to learn this lesson. And once I've learned it, I can let it go and it's not going to trigger me anymore. And I just, you know, I will say this probably on every episode until I'm dead, that if you just get a little curious about these triggers and how they're showing up and look at them as opportunities to improve yourself and to learn and to grow, not areas of shame, like I'm such a loser because Crystal is such a winner or whatever, right? You know, you're talking about this strong woman, like I'll never be her. How about she'll never be me? How about we can coexist and help each other out? And looking at it from a totally different perspective, you know, that's where the beauty comes in, where the growth comes in.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's so awesome as you say that. One thing I've popped in my head that I want to clarify too is for anybody who's an empath out there, like that physical safety, that is hard. Yeah. Most empaths don't know what's my ish and what's their ish because we just take it all on. We feel everything. And so, you know, from a young age, if we feel somebody else is in emotional distress and they can't handle it, we just naturally do it and figure it all out for them and then like make the path easier, right? Like this is what empaths do. And then we get older and we're like, wait, is this like the weight of the world? Is that mine? Do I have to do something with it? But I can't stop them from being a jerk. I can't stop them from being an idiot. Like, how do I, you know? So with empaths, step one, really find somebody who can help you do the work on noticing what's your stuff and what's somebody else's stuff. Connect you with that beautiful question. Like, what is this? What is this?
Yeah.
And be curious about it.
100%. I physically 4.5 years ago lost 52 pounds, but I've probably lost another 50 in like, I don't know, the last 2 years, 3 years doing this work, removing all of that garbage that used to weigh me down. So I'm so glad you brought that up. Now people can connect with you on LinkedIn and I'll share your profile here. And then it'll also be in the show notes for people that are listening through the podcast network. Give us an idea about what this free consult's about. Now I'll post that next.
Oh, yes. So I have a free consult because I talk about a lot of different things. Like finding clarity in your life can be many things. You talk about joy, opening up your heart space. This can look like a lot of things. I was actually just like graciously giving a video testimonial from one of my clients who's like, I can't put a label on you. You're not a therapist. You're not a coach. You're none of these things. I can't put you in a box. But the experience was just transformed, you know, like whatever sweet things he had to say about me. So I offer a free consult, get a chance, connect with me. You talk about that other 50 pounds that just like went away. It's the heaviness we carry in our body. It's that energy that like stays around. So I do work with people, a lot of people who have like heaviness in their stomach, like a lot of stomach aches, a lot of chest pains, tightness in their chest, feeling in their necks. I'm not a physical health doctor, but I do help relieve the emotional and mental things that can weigh on our body. And so I just offer a free consult so people can connect with me, tap into my energy. We can feel each other's vibe. And if I'm meant to help, then, you know, I'm happy to be here. And if not, let me help you connect with somebody who I think will get you where you need to be. Because that's what we're trying to do, right? We're trying to just move along in this journey.
Exactly right. And, you know, I want that level of freedom for everybody. So please, if you get a moment, set up a free consult with Crystal. You can tell by her energy. She's, you know, a really open, approachable woman and has a wealth of knowledge. Any final parting thoughts before we wrap up today?
Oh, I love your podcast. I cannot thank you enough. You talk about how love heals. Joy really transforms. I'll be sitting in some of the darkest, heaviest places with my clients. And, you know, we'll just be like, well, and that's some shit. And all of a sudden we're both just laughing because it is, we're here, you know, we don't have to be miserable about it. We're having a party in the darkness of this cave, but hey, at least it's a party. You know, that's a little over-exaggerated, but joy really is so needed, like so, so needed. So thank you very, 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 very much for everything that you're doing as a joyologist. I love it.
You're so kind. Yeah. Joy in the smallest of moments. That's how you start to heal. It's too much to think about, you know, in our case, you know, we would joke. Well, I joke now. I wasn't joking then about what we were going to have for lunch. That was too far into the future. We were second by second, minute by minute, and looking for joy wherever we could. But I'm here to tell people, as you start to piece those parts of your life back together, you know, it just expands. And so I think the biggest crime is doing nothing. So Crystal, thank you so much for being on today. I really appreciate all your wisdom, your candor, and your energy. It's been really amazing. Thank you. And here's today's joy tip of the day. That was a great episode with Crystal. And, you know, we've talked a lot over several episodes around, you know, paying attention to your intuition, but maybe not as much as I'd want around being heart-centered or mind-centered. Some people call it head-centered, but really taking a moment and thinking about what is it that your heart, what is it that your intuition is telling you, right? I read something a couple of weeks ago and it said something like, when you are confused, that's how you know you're head-centered. And when you feel in flow and everything, you know, starts to just kind of like gel and effortlessly take place, that's when you're heart-centered. So really take a moment today to think about, where do you spend the majority of your day and how can you pivot towards more of a heart-centered approach? Because I'll tell you, that's where the joy is. Have a great day.
Thank you for tuning in to Joy Unleashed. As always, it's my honor to be your host and joyologist, Colleen Greco. Follow me at The Colleen Greco on Instagram for daily motivation and inspiration. And don't forget to leave my show a review on Apple Podcasts. Until next time, sisters.